Brooklyn, New York, March 13th, 2015. 2. Henry Samuel Strauss, this is bullshit. B slams the last page down on the coffee counter, startling the cat, who's drifted off on a nearby tower of books. You can't end it there. She's clutching the rest of the manuscript to her chest as if to shield it from him. The title page stares back at him. The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. What happened to her? Did she really go with Luke after all that? Henry shrugs.
I assume so.
You assume so? The truth is, he doesn't know. He spent the last 6 months trying to transcribe the stories in the notebooks to compile them into this draft, and every night, after his hands had cramped and his head had begun to ache from staring at the computer screen, he'd collapse into bed. It does not smell like her, not anymore, and wonder how it ends. If it ends. He wrote a dozen different endings for the book. Ones where she was happy, and ones where she was not, ones where she and Luke were madly in love, and ones where he clung to her like a dragon with its treasure. But those endings all belonged to him, and not to her. Those are his story, and this is hers. And anything he wrote beyond those last shared seconds, that final kiss, would be fiction. He tried. But this is real. Though no one else will ever know it. He does not know what happened to Addie, where she went, how she is, but he can hope. He hopes she is happy. He hopes she is still brimming with defiant joy and stubborn hope. He hopes she did not do it just for him. He hopes somehow one day he'll see her again.
You're really going to method actor this shit, aren't you? Says B.
Henry looks up. He wants to tell her it's all true. That she met Addie, just like he wrote. That she said the same thing every time. He wants to tell her that they would have been friends. That they were, in that first night of the rest of our lives kind of way. Which was, of course, as much as Addie ever got. But she wouldn't believe him, so he lets it live for her as fiction.
Do you like it? He asks.
And B breaks into a grin. There is no fog in her eyes now, no shine, and he has never been more grateful to have the truth.
It's good, Henry, she says. It's really, really good.
She taps the title page. Just make sure you thank me in the acknowledgements.
What?
My thesis. Remember, I wanted to do it on the girl in those pieces, the ghost in the frame. That's her, isn't it? And of course it is. Henry runs his hand over the manuscript, relieved and sad that it is done. He wishes he could have lived with it a little longer, wishes he could have lived with her. But now he is glad to have it. Because the truth is, he is already beginning to forget. It's not that he's fallen victim to her curse. She has not been erased in any way. The details are simply fading, as all things do, glossing over by degrees, the mind loosening its hold on the past to make way for the future. But he doesn't want to let go. He is trying not to let go. He lies in bed at night and closes his eyes and tries to conjure her face, the exact curve of her mouth, the specific shade of her hair, the way the bedside lamp lit against her left cheekbone, her temple, her chin. The sound of her laughter late at night, her voice when she was on the edge of sleep. He knows these details are not as important as the ones in the book, but he still can't bear to lose them yet. Belief is a bit like gravity. Enough people believe a thing and it becomes as solid and real as the ground beneath your feet, but when you're the only one holding on to an idea, a memory, a girl, it's hard to keep it from floating away.
I knew you were going to be a writer, B is saying. All the trappings, you've just been living in denial.
I'm not a writer, he says absently.
Tell that to the book. You're going to sell it, right? You have to, it's too good.
Oh, yeah, he says thoughtfully. I think I'd like to try.
And he will. He will get an agent, and the book will go to auction, and in the end, he'll sell the work on one condition, that there is only one name on the cover, and it is not his, and in the end, they will agree. They'll think it's some clever marketing trick, no doubt, but his heart will thrill at the thought of other people reading these words, not his, but hers, of her name carried from lips to lips, from mind to memory. Addie, Addie, Addie. The advance will be enough to pay off his student loans, enough to let him breathe a little while he figures out what he's going to do next. He doesn't know yet what that is, but for the first time, it doesn't scare him. The world is wide, and he's seen so little of it with his own eyes. He wants to travel, to take photos, listen to other people's stories, maybe make some of his own. After all, life seems very long sometimes, but he knows it will go so fast, and he doesn't want to miss a moment.